Hi, this is Leticia Rodriguez with Roger Tran, and you're listening to Observer Radio News. Here's sports. It was the battle of the pitchers at last night's Jays game against the LA Angels. Despite Ricky Romero's best efforts, the Angels pitcher Ervin Santana took all the glory for 17 consecutive outs, until Adam Lind hit a homer in the ninth. But Romero's team stands behind him, with even Cito Gaston saying he gets better every time he's on the field. For 8 innings, Romero held it steady at 1 run and 4 hits for the Angels. The Angels beat the Jays in a 3-1 victory. The Jays play the KC Royals at Rogers Center tonight. In hockey, the Senators lost to the Penguins 4-2 last night. With a 2-1 lead by second period, Sidney Crosby did what he does best and shot a miracle goal that lifted over Brian Elliott and into the net. Bill Guerin got the 4th goal early in 3rd, and then with 7 minutes to go, the Sens' Matt Cullen managed the 2nd goal of the night, but it was too little too late. This victory gives the Penguins a 2-1 lead in their Eastern Conference quarterfinals. The Sens play their 4th game against the Pens tonight on Tuesday night. The Toronto FC lost to the Colorado Rapids yesterday, 3-1. The Rapids got off to a rough start. While trying to get their aim just right, they lobbed shots from impossible distances and just over their target. But 71 minutes in, Jeff Larentowicz broke a tie with his goal, and Connor Casey scored 2 penalty goals. Ironically, Casey got his start in soccer with the FC in 2007 before being traded to the Rapids later that year. Dwayne De Rosario got a penalty kick for the FC later in the game. This victory gives the Rapids a 7-streak win for home games. Here's a story that might inspire you, or it might just make you grimace. You've probably heard of the UFC, but how about TFC? That stands for the Fight Club. A Canadian company put their first televised pay-per-view event on Saturday. Observer Radio News' John Spratt has a story of a local man who traveled a long way towards his dream of becoming a champion.
Some people do whatever they can to avoid a fight, while others will travel a long way to get in one. That's the case with David Bodrug. He's grown up in Toronto and is a professional mixed martial arts fighter. Bodrug beat Doug Newman at the Fight Club 10 in Edmonton on Saturday night. With the win, he improved his record to 2-0.
And during the end, that's another time when I took his back and I flattened him out, and I felt my arm go underneath his throat, and I turned him over, and before I could really even crank hard on it, I'd already made him quit. In his mind, he was looking for a way out, so as soon as my arm went around his neck, without even cranking on, he already tapped out.
Mixed martial arts, or MMA as it's known to its fans, is kind of like boxing, except that fighters can punch, kick, and submit their way to a win. Sound like enough to make you nervous? Not for Bodrug.
Walking out of the ring and everything, I play that situation in my head over and over again, so when I actually get time to doing it, it just feels natural to me, and in my head, I've been there 1,000 times before, so I don't get too nervous.
Sport is still illegal in Ontario, but hundreds of fighters train here. Officials with the UFC are hopeful that it will be legalized in the province by 2012, and maybe then you'll see Bodrug at the top of the card.
Long-term goals, I want to fight for the biggest organizations, and I want to be champion.
John Spratt, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
The International Luge Federation will release a report today that tells us who and what is responsible for the death of Georgian luger Nodwar Kumertashvili. He died on February 12th while racing down the luge track at the 2010 Olympics. The report is said to not blame any one source, but instead will address a number of contributing factors ranging from the speed of the track to the condition of Kumertashvili's sled. And that's all for sports. Stay with us because Roger will have entertainment after the break.
Hi everyone. The 2010 Juno Awards took place yesterday in St. John's, Newfoundland. Kanon took home the big prize yesterday at the awards. He was chosen as the Artist of the Year. As a child, he was raised in war-torn Mogadishu in Somalia. He uses his experience to motivate his music and lyrics. Kanon's song, Waving Flag, will be used in this year's 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa. Michael Bublé took away 4 awards at the Junos. He recently released a new album, Crazy Love. He was nominated for 6 categories, including Album of the Year. Also, April Wine will be inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Bryan Adams received the Alan Waters Humanitarian Award for his charitable work throughout his career. The Junos will take place in Toronto for the 2011 edition. Are you feeling brave? The Royal Ontario Museum in downtown Toronto dares you to brave the new Batcave this month. Thousands of parents and kids put their fears to the test over the March break as they came to check out the sights and sounds. Carrie Prunskis has the story.
It's March break and the Royal Ontario Museum is buzzing with people. 10-year-old Evan Roberts and his 7-year-old brother Ryan are back for their second visit to the Batcave. Evan describes the images displayed on a video screen just before they go in.
They're showing pictures of bats that are probably types that they're showing in the hall behind me. And their ears and their noses are very big and in odd shapes.
Inside the Batcave, it's pretty dark except for a dim green glow. With the use of animatronics, bats hang from the ceilings and hundreds of insects cover the ground beneath them. Although he finds the Batcave a bit scary, Ryan Roberts says he'd easily come back a third time. He explains what he likes best about bats.
I like that some of them are colorful, and I like that they call them vampire bats because they suck blood.
For other bat enthusiasts like Ryan, you have until March 28th to check out the Batcave. But if you plan to go over the March break, gallery facilitator Andrew Peters says arrive early.
If they want to get into the Batcave, definitely come before 11 a.m. We're already having the lineup by 10:30, but there's already a huge lineup.
If you dare to brave the new Batcave, head to the Royal Ontario Museum in downtown Toronto. Carrie Prunskis, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's all for entertainment news. I'm Roger Tran with Leticia Rodriguez. On behalf of Observer Radio News, stay with us because we'll have more coming up in 20 minutes.